From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. President Obama is making sure part of a national forest outside Los Angeles will be spared from development. He declared it a national monument today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Forest Service and a nonprofit group are setting aside millions of dollars to clean up the area and improve public access.
President Obama notes California's San Gabriel Mountains attract more than 3 million visitors every year, more than Mount Rushmore or the Grand Tetons. But the outdoor playground in the backyard of Los Angeles has long been neglected, with overcrowded campgrounds and deferred maintenance. Obama says the monument designation is just the beginning of a multi-million dollar effort to improve the area, which he says belongs to all of us.
My commitment to conservation isn't about locking away our natural treasures. It's about working with communities to open up our glorious heritage to everybody.
Obama used his executive authority to declare the national monument after a local congresswoman's push to have the mountains named a national recreation area was stalled by partisan wrangling. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The Nobel Committee's decision to award the Peace Prize to two very different activists, one a girl from Pakistan, the other a man from India, is being praised around the world. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on reaction from Paris.
17-year-old Malala Yousafzai, a Muslim girl who was shot by the Taliban, is known the world over for her fight for girls' education. Kailash Satyarthi, a 60-year-old Hindu, has dedicated his life to freeing children from forced labor. At the United Nations Education and Cultural Organization in Paris, director Irina Bokova says the choice of winners from different countries and religions was a smart one.
I think it's a good message of the soft power of education, of children's rights, independent of all different kind of other political or religious circumstances.
Bokova believes this year's prize will empower millions of girls and young people across the planet. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Dr. Kent Brantley, the first American flown back to the U.S. for treatment of Ebola, is urging calm for people fearing an epidemic in this country.
We need to be finding practical ways to help in West Africa, not worrying that because we live 100 miles from a hospital that treated a patient that we're at risk.
Brantley was interviewed by a reporter with the Abilene Christian University Alumni Magazine. He says he was willing to donate blood to help treat Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian man who died this week of Ebola in Texas. But Brantley says his blood type didn't match. It has been a roller coaster ride for investors this week. The Dow finished today with a loss of 115 points, down to 16,544. This week's losses pushed the Dow back into the red for the year. With all the dips this week, the Dow has covered 1,000 points. The Nasdaq gave up 102, and the S&P fell 22 points. This is NPR News. Newly released documents from the Clinton Presidential Library and the National Archives are providing a glimpse of the White House strategy used to defend then-President Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. The papers include talking points, questions prepared for media interviews, and efforts to defend the president against impeachment. The 10,000 pages of records also touch on the Whitewater investigation of the Clintons' land dealings in Arkansas and the death of Deputy White House Counsel Vince Foster. U.S. Senator John Walsh of Montana no longer holds a master's degree. He's had it revoked for plagiarism. Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney says Walsh has been under investigation since August.
Democrat John Walsh was appointed to the Senate in February to complete the term of Max Baucus, who became U.S. ambassador to China. Walsh was running to retain the seat in this November's election, but in July, the New York Times reported he'd plagiarized much of his master's thesis at the U.S. Army War College in Pennsylvania in 2007. Walsh called the plagiarism a mistake, saying he was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder from recent service in Iraq. In August, the War College initiated a plagiarism investigation, and Walsh withdrew as a candidate for Senate. Walsh issued a statement saying he disagrees with the findings made by the War College, but accepts its decision and apologizes to all Montanans. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Missoula, Montana.
Fewer girls want to make new friends but keep the old. For a second straight year, membership in the Girl Scouts has reportedly dropped sharply. According to figures provided to the Associated Press, the total of youth and adult volunteers dropped 6% in the last year. And over the past 2 years, membership is down nearly 12%. Girl Scout officials say the drop is largely due to societal factors. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR.